Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, the GOP demonstrated in the fourth debate that they have little or no answers for the modern American economy. Let's get right to it. The essence of Tuesday night's GOP presidential debate is this and this only. And when it came time for them to deal with it, they whiffed on it. In 7 years under President Obama, the U.S. has added an average of 107,000 jobs per month. Under President Clinton, the economy added about 240,000 jobs per month. Under George W. Bush, it was only 13,000 per month. If you win the nomination, you'll probably be facing a Democrat named Clinton. How are you going to respond to the claim that Democratic presidents are better at creating jobs than Republicans? This question was posited to Carly Fiorina, and her pitiful answer went like this. Quote, "Well, first of all, I must say, as I think about that question, I think about a woman I met the other day. I guess she's 40 years old. She had several children. She said to me, 'You know, Carly, I go to bed every night afraid for my children's future.' That really struck me. This is America. This mother is going to bed afraid for her kid's future." Unquote. All right, sports fans. Fiorina's answer is like a non sequitur. It's just a non-answer. The GOP does not have any answer to address the challenge of creating jobs in America, good jobs in America, sustaining jobs in America, permanent jobs in America. They merely hearken back to freedom, free enterprise, start your own business, get right with Jesus, don't be a codependent on government, don't get stuck on welfare, Social Security. They're basically saying, you're on your own, government has no role to play, and we don't want any government involved in job stimulus, any way, shape, or form. Just pray to Jesus, he'll make things better. Are these guys fucked up or what? None of them want to see the minimum wage go up. Their answer, just work harder. God, they are evil. They are beyond fucked up. They are fucked up itself. Why would anyone, any rational, sane human being, listen to any of this shysta? The upshot is, it's Hillary Clinton in a walk in 2016. Hands down, the GOP can't even see straight, much less shoot straight. Well, that wraps it up for another Rough Riders Radio episode. Thanks for listening. And as always, this is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide. And let the fucking GOP remain stewed in their formaldehyde.